And now we have our second hour of our three-hour meditation, in which we say why we can say that we are God. Why can we say that we are God? If we believe that God is everything and everywhere, in all, through all, as all, and God is in us, through us, as us, all of us, then we can only say that we are God because there is nothing in the universe except God. And since nothing in the universe exists except God, and we are God, then we can say that we are God. We can say that every thought that ever is thought is God, and we are every thought that is ever thought. We think these thoughts and we say to ourselves, that's an interesting thought. That's a beautiful thought. How wonderful it is. The simple thought that I like so much for myself is that when I'm taking a walk with my dog Rex, and we're both walking along, and he's dashing off through the brush, and he's dashing off through everywhere, and quietly in my inner self I say, okay, Rex, come walk with me now. I love you. I love you. And as I am saying, I love you, Rex appears out of nowhere, walking right beside me. Now, there are times that Rex does not appear walking beside me. And in those times, I know that I am in a position of possession. I possess him. I want him. I need to have him be next to me. And so I say to myself, Rex, come walk with me. I enjoy your walking with me. And if he doesn't appear instantly, I say, do whatever you like. You're free. Do whatever you like. And the moment I release him from possession, the moment I release him from having to do whatever I want him to do, he's there. He is there because we are one, because he is in me and I am in him. We are thinking the same thoughts. We are acting upon the same inspiration. This is how God does. God is in us, as us, through us, acting on the same inspiration that we are acting on. And when we say we want to act upon the inspiration of the divine, and we say all is in divine order, then we are speaking to our inner self. We are speaking to our creative self that created all things and brought them forth. And we're saying that this is the divine. And only because I am one as the divine, only because the divine and I are one and I recognize it, I get the results. When I don't recognize it, I'm saying the divine and I are not one. We are not together. We are not living in this harmonious situation. And at that moment, I create a not-togetherness. It seems odd that I could do that. It seems inconsistent that I could do that. But I can deny my awareness and have that awareness appear not to be so, have Rex appear not to come, have my world appear not to be in my response. And then as I do that often enough, I begin to think that there is a separation between God and me. there is God in the outer that I can pray to or must pray to, because God in the inner is not there. And I'm only talking about an illusion. I'm only talking about something that I have just created. For God can never be away from me. God can never be separate from me, because I am God and God is me. We're one, absolutely one, totally one, in every possible way one. And then as I return home to my oneness in awareness that God and I are one, that oneness demonstrates itself in a perfect unity in my life. I no longer have to seek the divine, seek God, seek oneness. It is there. I practice taking the golf ball and hitting it and hitting it and hitting it and telling it where I want it to go. And I do this for weeks and maybe months. And then all of a sudden, it starts to go right where I want it to go. But it doesn't start to go. It goes from not going there, but close, to going there. And once it starts going there, once I have this awareness that the divine and I are one, and I am speaking my word and demonstrating that oneness in all, then it is an every time experience. There is not a chance that the ball would not go where I want it to go. There's not a chance that I doubt my oneness as God. And when I live in this positive recognition of I am God, positive recognition that I am doing this, it's like the practice it took to hit the golf ball and to put the golf ball in the place I wanted it to be. So it takes practice in recognizing that I am God. I am God. I say it to myself, I am God, God I am. I say it to myself and I live it in my consciousness. I live it in my oneness. I live it in who I am. And then a moment comes where I feel I am one. And then, after that moment, another moment comes in which I know I have always been one. I will always be one. I can never be separated from that oneness. And when I live in that oneness, then I am all that I am. I am all that God is. There are many people on the face of the earth, billions of people on the face of the earth, billions of people who say every moment of their life, I am God, God I am. Not using those particular words, but knowing it. Who is your Father? God. Who is your Creator? God. Who are you? God. Why do you say you can God? Because there's nothing else but God. I just know that. I know that. Now, in this knowingness, it's not a wanting to know it. It's a knowingness that says, hey, I speak my word and it is done. Whatever thought I think, just the thought I think, it is done. This is how God works. This is how principle works. This is how the law works. This is how it all works. I just think my thought, and it is done. I think my thought, and I am one. I think my thought, and I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. The most wonderful phrase I can use for myself under all circumstances is I am peace. I am peace. I am balance. I am harmony. I am oneness. I am goodness. I am peace. And when I say I am peace, I feel as though I am the allness of the universe, and I am. I feel as though whatever thought I think would instantly demonstrate itself in my life, and it does. But I think that thought but a fleeting moment, because before I even think the thought, I have brought forth that which the thought was thought about. No matter what the thought is, how grand or how impossible the thought may have been, if I think it in the awareness that I am God, it is done now. There's no time, there's no space, there's no place, there's no circumstances that have to be gone through to accomplish it. Why is it done? Because it always was done. I am not making it develop or progress as a seed coming forth for the plant. For me, the plant is complete. For me, the seed is complete. For me, the water, the nutrients, all that is part of the plant's being is complete now. I call it forth in recognition and awareness, not in creation, for there is nothing created ever in this universe. We talk about creating things, we talk about how we create things, but there's nothing ever created because everything already exists. And so as I desire to experience wealth, it already exists. It's up to me to live in the consciousness that it already exists for me. And when I live in that consciousness, then I have it. When I live in the consciousness of health, I have it. When I live in the consciousness of friendship and relationships and all the human virtues, I have them. When I live the human virtues, I am them. When I live the human life, I am it. And how can I say I am it? Because in absolute awareness, in the realization in absolute of all that exists, everything exists. The thought, the thinker, the completion of the thought, the seed of the thought, the full-grown plant of the thought, however it is, it already exists. And at what level of consciousness, at what level of thought do I want to live my life? Do I want to live my life as a becoming being, something that not yet is? Or do I want to live my life as something that is already, and I reveal it by my awareness of it, and it's already done? I can say I am God, and know that when I say I am God, I am speaking true. I can say it, for there is only God in all. Now we say, well, what about people who came before they had the word God, or even the idea that there was a God? Well, these people lived in principle. They lived in law. They lived, which is all of the aspects of which God does not do, but which God allows humans to do to express it. For as you work the law, as you use the principle, you bring forth all of the glory that it is. The glory already exists. That's the magic thing. The goodness already exists. It's already far beyond anything we could ever contemplate. But we can contemplate it. And as we think, I am God, God I am. And as we think, all is in divine order. And as we think, it is done. These are all aspects of the divine thinking. None of them need to be. because all of them already are. But we can play on any level that we wish. We can play pretend, learning how to play chess in the beginning and be novices at it, or we can become capable at it, or we can become a genius at it. And the genius is our natural quality. It's our natural awareness of who we are. And as we are naturally aware of our being all things, then we are all things, not in becoming, but in being. And when we are those things in being, then life takes a total different picture for us. It takes a total different direction for us. For now, we are experiencing something that is almost unbelievable. We are experiencing not a becoming awareness which we had before, but we are experiencing whatever we think about, zing, there it is. It is fulfilled. Whatever we think about, immediately it is revealed as complete in our experience. It always was there, but we took the various levels of awareness and we took it in a becoming state or in a desire state or in a not having it state or even a not wanting it state or not knowing about it to bring it forth. We have the ability to know all things, and all these things are complete, complete and whole and perfect. And in our human thinking, in our human mind, we tell ourselves we don't even have the ability to know all the possibility that there is. And this is our experience. And then when we say to ourselves, I have not only the ability to know all things, I am all things, and I am enjoying it now. And then we know all things. Now, we may not know all things as little items, item by item, but we know all things as a package, so to speak. It is a completion. It is a doneness. And as we live in that doneness, we're living in the consciousness or the concept that all these things are already fulfilled, already magnificent, and they are. It is done. We say it is done unto us according to our belief. Well, it's not a matter of belief so much. It's just a matter that where before we believed we couldn't, now we are. We are it. It's not a believing of it. Believing is wanting something to be. I believe it. I believe you are a good person. I believe you are thoughtful. I believe I have a new house. But when you are in your new house, you say, this is my house. I am in my house. I love my house. My house is wonderful. I am my house. And it's not a matter of believing it or wishing it or wanting it. You are it. And as you are it, you feel a completion. You feel a magnificence. You feel a fulfillment. And yet you don't feel a fulfillment. Because once you are there, you have what we might call a spiritual healing. You don't remember that you didn't have it. You don't remember that there was ever a time in your life when you lived in the awareness of not having something. Because once you arrive at the state of oneness, you and the allness, me and the allness, once I arrive at that state, then I have no thought about what it was like when I was not in that state. I say that of playing the piano. Once I play the piano, I have no thought of remembrance of how it was when I could not play. Now I play exquisitely. Before, I searched for the notes, I searched for the music. But all that is no longer in my consciousness. It's no longer in my mind, no longer in my world, no longer me. For now, me is God. Me is the allness. Me is the totality of the universe, fulfilled in all its glory and all its magnificence right now. And as I live in this state of absolute fulfillment, I do not remember any time when the fulfillment was not present. For I always was it, always had it, always am it. No matter what I think or say or do, I always was it. This is a beautiful concept to come into. It's a beautiful awareness to come into. It's an awareness where I now no longer wish anything. I no longer think anything. I no longer create anything. I never did. But now I am everything. I am everything revealed, fulfilled, in every way manifest in my world. And the interesting thing, too, when I have this state of awareness, when I have the state of understanding of who I am, that I'm God, I have no longer any desire for anything. I no longer think anything because I already am it. And you say, well, how could you live without thinking something? How could you live without thinking about something to be or something ising? You know, how can you live without having thought like that? Well, when I say to myself, I am that which I am not saying I would like to be, or I'm part of it, or I'm expressing it a little bit or quite nicely, but not totally. You don't say that. There is no more to come. There is no more to polish. There is no more to be. I am that. I am that now. I am that always. I am that I am. I am that I am. And as I am that I am all things. Now you say, that's nice talk. That's nice talk, but do you know anybody who's done that? You know anybody who's ever walked that road? Do you know anybody who's ever been a Tiger Woods and hitting the ball where they wanted to go? Did you ever know anybody? Sure, lots of them. Lots of them. And all of those who train in the way that Tiger Woods had trained, putting the ball where he wanted to put it, putting the ball where he wanted to put it, all the time, consistently, consistently, consistently. And then they pretend that they don't. They pretend they didn't want the ball to go at a certain place where it went. But then they move on from there. But all they're doing is making the game thrilling. The ball did go where he wanted it to go. It did go where it seemed he didn't want it to go. But he wanted it to go there. Because nothing happens by chance. Nothing happens by accident. There are no accidents. Everything takes place on a specific motion of the law of cause and effect. Everything is brought forth complete according to our statement about it. Now, we might recognize that the sky is blue, and then we turn away from the sky and we look at something else, and then we look back at the sky, and now the sky is all gray. Gray clouds or mist have covered the sky. That blue sky is still there, but the covering now is different. What I see, what the illusion is that I see, is different. Now, if I want the blue sky back, I say the sky is now blue, and then I have the blue sky. But the blue sky will not be there unless I receive it and accept it and claim it and name it and say it. But you say, in your wisdom, the blue sky always was there. The gray clouds may have covered it, or blindness may have caused you not to be able to see it, or any number of things. But it's always there. Always fully and completely there, and fully being enjoyed by all the universe. All the planets, all the stars, all the galaxies, which exist in that solar system. And you say, well, the blue sky only goes so far because it's a part of the atmosphere of Earth or any other oxygenated atmosphere. And that's why we see it as blue. Okay? Then, why can't you say, I see the sky of a planet that has no oxygen in it, blue? Can you do that? Sure you can. Can you name it and claim anything you want? Sure. Now, does that make it blue where it is not blue? For you? For your experiences? For your reality? Can a sky be not blue that is blue? Sure. Can a sky be blue where it is thought to be otherwise? Sure. It's just a matter of what is it that we are naming and claiming our world. You know all about how to do everything complete and perfect right now. You can do it, you do it, you are doing it. That's because you know you can say that you're God. Because in God, all exists. In God, all always was, always will be, is now. In God, there is only the instantaneous moment now. And as we recognize this, as I recognize this, then I live in accordance with that. I live in accordance with all things are now, not some things are developing or some things are going to be, but all things are now. And as I live in that realization that all things are now, then I know that I am God. Then I know that it is done. I know that that's why I can say I am God. It is all complete and wonderful and beautiful. It's so much fun to walk through life and have an instantaneous idea, an inspiration, and then immediately act upon it. And that inspiration was not done by anyone ever before. Perhaps you're standing there and you're struck by the inspiration of a sound. And so you make that sound with your voice. And of course you are in perfect voice. You are in perfect expression of what that sound is. And you make that sound in its ideal format. And as you make that sound in its ideal shape, its ideal standard, then everything that that sound represents is expressing. Everything, everywhere in the allness of everything. All because you, or I, and or both of us, have said that that is the sound. That is the sound. So then, along comes another experience, and another inspiration. And in that inspiration, we have the thought of a number of sounds. As we hear these sounds in our consciousness, and we think, oh my goodness, if I think more sounds, I will think confusion, and I will think a discombobulation of what I'm doing, and it will not work for me. How can I do that? Well, that's confusion. That's not what I, as God, think at any time. But that's what I, as a human, sometimes like to think. And then what does God in me do when it hears all these different sounds? God in me reveals another aspect of the allness. Not trying to make it different or anything, but another aspect. And the other aspect is the aspect of taking all those sounds and synchronizing them into a beautiful pattern, and then out of that, making music. It happens. That's how music comes forth. Music comes forth with just the tremendous variety of things that we have the capacity to know. And with this tremendous variety, we call it forth in our life. We call it forth in our experience. We call it forth as already revealed, and now it is being revealed to us. And the more that we have revealed to us, the more we are aware that we all are God right now. Not just me or you, but all. And the reason that we say that we all are revealed right now is because we are synchronized and harmonized with the tones that we hear, and we have made out of those tones glorious music, harmonious music, syncopated music that makes our hearts sing and say, yes, yes, that's lovely, that's great, that's good, that's beautiful. This is how I know I am God, because I live in the adventure of always awareness, not the awareness of something that was not or did not exist, but the awareness of all things that already exist. But in that awareness of them already existing, I might think of a straight line. And I might think that's a very limiting aspect of being. And then I think of the straight line as having ends. Before, the straight line went on forever. But now I'm thinking of a straight line with ends. Well, now that's a new straight line. That's a totally different, totally wonderful aspect that is complete in itself. And then a little breeze comes along and wiggles the line, causing the line to go into gyrations and into circles. And now the line that had been a thought in my mind and just a straight line now is a reality in my experience, and I'm experiencing it right now. And as I experience it right now, I say to myself, ah, so that's why I can say I'm God. Yes, I can see many different uses of one substance. I can see many different expressions of one idea. And yet, if I were to take all things and go down to the original purity and integrity of any one thing, I would find that all things reduce themselves to the original purity and integrity, which is all exactly the same. The illusionary world that I give to things, the illusion of a person's body or one person or another, or a house, or a car, or a tree, or a dog, all these illusions are merely phantasms of my mind and not my reality. For my reality is my original purity and integrity, the original concept of animal, the original concept of anything. And with the original concept, I have that which never changes. I have the only reality that there is. I have the only allness that there is. And this allness is so exciting and so fulfilling and so rewarding that I think to myself, try it out on a lot of things. Go back to their original purity and integrity. And as I go back to this, I find all is God. The original purity and integrity transcends all illusions and reveals all truth, reveals the reality that never changes, reveals substanceless substance. It reveals matter that has no matter about it. It reveals things that we think we can touch them and know them, and yet they are but the reality of our mind, which transcend the reality of a human existence, because the human existence is not only constantly changing, it's never returning to its original purity and integrity. For human existence has no original purity and integrity per se. Only you and I do. And as this condition of not having the original purity and integrity, we think, how can that be? Well, the whole thing is an illusion. And whatever its reality is, its reality transcends all the appearances that we see. And all the appearances that we see cause us to be just confused. Amused, but confused. And we think to ourselves, what next? How do I travel this wonderful road of knowing that I am God? How do I travel this wonderful road of experiencing that? Well, we travel the wonderful road by our recognizing that we can talk to ourselves. We can listen to ourselves. We can be aware of ourselves. Right now, we're claiming that our self exists. That it exists out of the apparent nothingness. That it exists every time I let go and think about it. Not because I think about it, but every time I let go and think about it, then it exists for me. It has meaning in my awareness. And as I think of it having meaning in my awareness, I'm thinking of me as the all, me as the fulfillment, me as the reality, me as all that is good. It's a wonderful, very, very powerful concept. And it's one that doesn't necessarily fit into the human reference, but it fits into a divine reference, an allness reference. And because it fits into this allness reference, it is not something that we have been thinking about every moment of our life. But when we stop thinking the relative things and begin to think in the divine, begin to think in the allness, then we realize that we are everything that ever could be, and right now we are it. We might be asked to go places where we feel uncomfortable at first because it's not something that's harmonious with us. But when we take ourselves with us, which is the only thing we could ever do, when we take ourselves with us, our self is peaceful, our self is self-confident, our self is aware, our self is the all. When we take that self, then that condition that self is there always. We might get in a car with bad vibrations, vibrations of people who were angry and arguing with one another and having a lot of futile experiences. And we enter that car, if we are true to ourselves, we enter that car with our consciousness, our loving consciousness, not somebody else's confusion, not somebody else's thought that things are not going to work out, but of our own consciousness. And as we enter that car with our own consciousness, what we experience is a car filled with love and peace and harmony and goodness, every wonderful and glorious and beautiful thing. That's who we are. That's what it's all about. And that's why it's all about. We are all right now. We can say we're all. We can say it right now. We are the allness. We are the isness. We are that which is. We know who we are. I know who I am. I know that I am God. I know that I like myself. That's a big point. I am God and I like myself. And as I say, I know I am God and I like myself, I have a different buzz inside of me, a different feeling, a different attitude. I have an attitude that says, yes, it's all good. Yes, it's all fine. Yes, it's all wonderful. Yes, go for it. And as I have this buzz, this attitude in me, I am it. I am me. I am me in all of my glory, in all of my expression of divinity, in all of my expression of humanity, in all my expression of everything. I am me. And as I'm doing that I am me bit, I feel peaceful, relaxed, harmonious. I don't feel any sense of tension from any source whatsoever, because I am free of that. This is my choice. This is me. This is my destiny. This is my allness. This is all that matters about me or anything else. This is who I am. And being that which I am, I experience it and I live it and I love it and I am it. And I feel so complete and so wonderful, because it is all that matters. It is all that says who I am. And as it is all that says who I am content. I am one. I am love. I am me. As you consider yourself right now, and you say, I am God. And then you say, I am God because. And that's the worst thing we could ever do, but it's the game we play. I am God because that's all there is. I'm not God because that's all there is. I am God. That is all there is. Not a because. I am God, living, breathing, acting in a human body. But I am God acting in a human body with the allness that the human body is, with the goodness that the human body is, with the feeling that the human body is beautiful, fulfilling, rewarding. And as I do that, all my world, all the human world, all the divine world, all the world that I know from any level of consciousness is revealing itself complete and whole and good right now, just fantastic in every way, right now. It's a glorious experience. It's something that makes me know I am that I am. Makes me know it is done. Makes me know I like me. I like me. I am the oneness. I am the allness. I like me. I like me. I like me. I say that now with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being. I say that, and I do that, and I live that. And that's all that I am. I am God. Now, as you take your pause and return on the hour, think about what it means when you say, I am God. Think about how good it feels, how how deep down inside of you, you know everything is right with the world. And you can call to Rex and say, Rex, come on, sweetheart, walk with me now. Under your voice, in your inner self. And in that same moment, you had not seen Rex before, you had not known where he was, but in that same moment, zip, there he is there, right there in front of you. He's right there in front of you, and it is truly wonderful, truly beautiful, truly fantastic. That's all it takes. So return on the hour now. And so it is.